As the sun set on M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore, the Texans leave town again, winless here in the Charm City. The Sonic game recap takes you inside the locker room after the loss and finds out what the difference was in this ball game.
As an offense, do you kind of look back and say, hey, you know, we had those two drives and it was, you get 6 points, but you want to put the ball obviously in the end zone?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, our defense gave us great field position early in the game, and we just didn't take advantage of it. You know, we settled for field goals, and, you know, you can't do that. You know, you have to score 7. So, you know, as offense, some way we have to find a way to get that done. And I just got had a pretty bad bruise on my shin. Got up off the ground, was limping, you know. Thought it was something you can probably just walk off. Fortunately, it wasn't that way. Came in, took an x-ray. Now, I caught a pass to play after that, that I injured it, but I was limping, you know, the whole time. Came in, took an x-ray, went back out on the field, you know, tried to warm it up. But, you know, I went back out on the field, still limping, you know, couldn't play the way I wanted to play. So, went back and forth with the coaches. You know, I just kept saying I was all right, but, you know, they felt the best thing to do is just sit it out, and because we still have a long season ahead of us. So, but I don't, even if I was out there, I wouldn't have been able to contribute the way I feel like I can, so.
We need to play a lot better football. You know, from a defensive perspective, we need to get the ball. We need to take the ball away. We need to give it back to our offense. And so far this whole season, we haven't done that. I mean, we need to get the ball back. We need to force turnovers. We need to create takeaways. And that's a glaring issue right now.
Was Joe doing something with his cadence, throwing people off? What was happening?
You know, I think guys were just trying to make plays. And you know, you're trying to get any jump you can, any extra little effort you can, and bit us a couple times. We can't have that many penalties. I mean, we can't jump off sides that many times. We can't do that. And so we'll get that corrected.
You only gave up one touchdown drive, but that would have been good enough to win.
You know, whatever situation we're put in, we need to play, and we need to play it. And as a defense, we need to find a way to create takeaways. We need to find a way to create a win. And we didn't do enough today. First half, I think we played really well as a defense. Second half, I think we can definitely improve.
Did you do anything different in the second half than the first half?
You know, they didn't do a whole lot different. I mean, obviously the fourth quarter they started running the ball because they were up. But, you know, we just didn't do enough.
How do you feel after a performance like that?
You know, you feel frustrated. You come up here on the road, a big game. And you can't have performance like that. We need to regroup. We have the type of guys in this room, though, who are going to refocus tomorrow. We're going to watch the film. We're going to learn from it. And then, obviously, a big game this weekend. So we're going to move on and look forward to that one.
Obviously, nowhere near our best game. You know, I hope, if anything, it's a wake-up call to, you know, get our butts going, playing better football, playing nowhere near our best football, and it's catching up with us. Well, you know, back to it, it's a game of momentum. I mean, 14 points in, what, 30 seconds? Something like that happens. It's tough to come back from, you know. I mean, we did the last 2 weeks and just weren't able to overcome it this week.
Gary's very San Diego is, I believe, the only takeaway in the first 3 games. Can you talk a
little
bit about amping that count up?
Yeah, that's something we need to stress, get the ball. I mean, we're not doing it right now. We're not attacking the football. I mean, we're playing hard. There's no question about that. But, you know, I think they come in bunches, and just got to keep working on it at practice, and hopefully they pick up.
Hey, that was a tough stretch for us at the end of the half. Obviously, they gained the momentum, you know, put in their favor. They made some big plays with that play and the return for a touchdown. So we were in the game we wanted to be in at that, you know, before that, and that definitely swung it in their favor.
Disappointing, you know. We gave up, you know, 14 points there in about a minute and a half, it felt like, and they definitely had the momentum going to halftime, but, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, it's frustrating, definitely. I mean, anytime you give up a touchdown on special teams, it's frustrating, because that's kind of, I kind of count that as a turnover, you know, or whatever. It's a loss of possession, I think. But I know we're better than that, so we'll get it fixed.
Brian, as the next man up at left tackle for Dwayne Brown, how do you feel you played out there?
Again, you know, I mean, we're we're here to do big things here in this team. And for anybody to sit here after a game and say, oh, I did okay or this or that, you know, that's not the type of the team we are. It's not the type of teammate I am, you know. I think I did some good things. I think I need to improve. And I think, you know, the score, it, you know, dictates that.